Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, it's a new day. Father, it's a new day every day because of you and the hope that you bring us. We thank you, Father. We praise you for your love, for your grace, and your mercy upon us. Thank you, Father. We ask, Father, for your strength. We ask, Father, for you, that you will encourage us. We know that you do in your word. May we be in your word so that we can be encouraged. Make us a bold people. But give us wisdom. Protect us, Father. Guard us from the evil one and his actors who are living among us. Father, whatever I can do, here am I, send me. Bless today's show. Bless Melody. She's become such a good friend. As we attempt to bring common sense today, Father, to the listeners, and encouragement as well. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a tough couple of weeks in America, and I fear there are more and probably greater challenges and perhaps horror yet to come. But today, I have some good news. Today in Texas, the heartbeat law takes effect, banning most all abortion in the state. Life wins. It's amazing that we have to fight so hard for that, which seems obvious. Protecting life, and in particular, protecting innocent life. We should celebrate that. And pray that other states will soon follow. I'm going to keep my monologue real short. We're going to just cut it right there and go straight to Melody because I think it's good to stop on the good news. How are you doing today, Melody?
Does that mean you think I'm going to bring you bad news?
No, I figure we've got some on the docket here. No. But I tell you what, we've had a rough, the last few weeks have been pretty tough, but
I'll tell you what, I saw old Claire McCaskill, you know her.
Oh, good Lord, she's an embarrassment. Not my buddy.
She was commenting on the Texan law, and she says it is the most chilling thing to have that.
To protect life is chilling. That doesn't surprise me about her, because her and her husband and family took advantage of a lot of seniors in nursing homes. So it doesn't surprise me she has no.
And they always use the same scenario. You know, you have a child that is raped with incest with their father or, you know, whatever, and many times they don't know that they're pregnant. So that is a very difficult situation. However, that is not the majority of the six, or what number are we up to, million babies. That is such a small, and it really should be left up to the states, not the federal government.
And they know that. They know that. They just keep throwing that out there, you know, as if we're the ones that have no compassion, you know. So help this person through this. Put that father or whoever did this rape in prison.
Exactly.
And get rid of them.
Yep.
You know, they don't care. I don't care what they say. They don't care. That's why they're letting the boys go in the girls' bathrooms and the girls go in the boys' bathrooms, because we've got all these children confused about who they are, and something horrible is going to happen. And it needs to, you know, there is no common sense left. You know, yeah. I asked Rudy what today was. You know, every now and then he gives me what is national such and such day. Today is national no rhyme or reason day. That would be the left. No rhyme or reason for what they do other than control, control, control.
Good grief.
And then there was, it's acne positivity day. Well, there are days I kind of need that positivity. And I like this one because I think it is a lost art, Melody. World Letter Writing Day. When is the last time people actually sat down and wrote a letter? And people just don't do
that. This is very true.
They shoot texts or emails, and you can read anything in those. I guess you can read anything in a letter. I remember when my grandma would send a letter,
yep.
And it was written, and she'd run out of room on the paper, and she'd
and
go around
the
side of the
paper. Circling the paper.
Start circling the paper. I wished I had some of those.
You know, I can remember, like, when you know, after the grandparents pass away and you dig out those old letters and so forth, or you find their letters that they received from their parents, and their, you know, those are the really the true written letters of the, it's art. It really is
it
art.
Is. It is.
And it's fascinating. I love reading old letters, the way they wrote, the way they, you know, the important things. And remember postcards. Remember,
oh, yeah.
Everywhere you used to go, you'd do a postcard, you'd write on the back and make sure it get mailed, and everybody looked forward to it.
And you usually make it back from your vacation before the postcard got there.
Yeah, I know. Now I get postcards and they're still in my suitcase by the time I, you know. They become a souvenir, not a postcard anymore.
Well, I don't think you can blame the postmaster on that one.
So, yeah, so much is lost.
And, it is.
And now it's even coming to conversation. Well, that's writing, and now it's even conversation.
We've got to shorten it down, you know, even with the text, they say. Did it really take that much longer to put okay and you just have to put K?
Exactly. Or the letter U for Y-O-U.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's what we're going. We're losing our ability to communicate. We're losing our speech. We're losing it.
You know, and it's in a world when we're supposed to have so much more. Communication today should be so much greater and better, and yet it is worse. Because I guess we're lazy, I don't know, or too busy, too distracted, or maybe we just don't care anymore. When Grandma sent a letter, it was a big deal. We got a letter from Mom today. You know, Mom would tell Daddy, got a letter from your mom today. And
what's interesting, we continue to say that the teenagers today, the youth today, is so much smarter than what we were because they have access.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what are they smarter about?
That's a good
you
point.
Know, they could probably all go on Jeopardy and win. But
they've got their phones in their hands.
You know, and I can remember someone telling me, oh, this person can do all kinds of things and they can hook up your computer and blah, 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 blah. So I get a computer and it's like, well, anybody can do this. They're color coded. Everything was, this cord goes there, that cord goes there. But if you ask that person to write a letter, they couldn't write a business letter.
And they've taken cursive away.
They've taken cursive away.
Which I think is beautiful. I remember, I thought I was just getting to be big stuff when I learned the cursive.
Yeah.
That was like you were almost an adult.
Are we going to break already?
We are. We took up my monologue time, which is good. We're going to a break. I have some other things I was going to talk about, but whatever you've got on your mind, you holler it out. And we will open the phone lines today. We're going to talk about gold and silver and finances, and I've got a little something here on Social Security. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor of the show, a longtime sponsor, grown to be a good friend. One of these days we're going to meet face-to-face. Her number is 1-800-375-4188, but you can talk to her now at 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring an America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can go to her website, DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Give her a call in the office, 1-800-375-4188. I've been telling my listeners, Melody, we've been hearing that there's shortages, and we all know there are shortages, to start preparing now. And, yeah, I have a little preparedness group that kind of support the show only if my people order from them, but also another easy way is just to get a few extra canned goods, a few extra of this or that. You know, you can get a bag of rice or a bag of beans or whatever and put them in the freezer if you want to, or just keep them. They'll keep on the shelf for a little while. They'll keep in the freezer longer. But we also need to think about our finances, and that is something they need to prepare for as well. With the gold and the silver. But I have this Social Security article that's coming. It's from, I'm not sure where we got this one, but it says it won't be able to pay full benefits by 2034. It'll be out of money, but it'll only pay 91% of the promised benefits. And I'm going, well, if it's completely bankrupt and out of money, how are they even paying 91%? We know they're already bankrupt, but I'm going to let you kind of take that and run with it.
You know, it's kind of funny. How do people think that, why don't people understand that who's going to be paying for these trillions of dollars of infrastructure spending and budgets? Who's going to be paying, or how are they going to pay for it?
And we're going to pay the Taliban, too, now.
They're not going to touch Medicaid, and that's my biggest issue. They're not going to touch Medicaid, but they'll touch Social Security and Medicare, you know, because those are the people who worked and put money into these systems. And those are the ones that they robbed because, you know, we all have savings and, you know, so forth. And it just irritates me. I got today I received something that Medicare wants to cut payments for physical therapy services in 2020 by 3.5%. There was a 3.3% cut in 2021. A 15% cut to services furnished by physical therapist assistants in 2022. The return of the annual 2% cut that began in 2013. That's a lot of percentages. You know, some services could face as much as 23.8% cut in 2022. And, you know, according to the American Medical Association, the physical therapy providers were among the hardest hit during 2020. A lot of these clinics, you know, just another group where they're going to be forced out of business with this type of, because let's face it, you know, who's the majority that goes to physical therapy? You know, it's those.
It's not affordable. No, you know, they want to get rid of the older people.
And that's right.
Because, you know, they're no longer useful. We're no longer useful. Yeah. All we can do is write letters.
And that's what I was going to say. You can go to the American Physical Therapy Association, APTA. I had a scan. I had a code that I could scan and instructions to write a pre-written letter to oppose the pre-cuts. So that's the APTA.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, and we're going to see more cuts in other areas because that's how they're going to pay for all their trillions and trillions and trillion dollars of this new spending that they're creating. So, yeah, it might be created out of thin air with fake money, monopoly money, but they'll make cuts in other places, and it will hit the older people the most. And, again, I didn't see it where they're hitting Medicaid, you know, and that just gripes me.
We're paying for that one, too.
And you know, not that one.
Maybe we should all go on the internet. I'm just kidding.
Let me switch over, yeah.
Well, it's not only not affordable, but it's not health care. That's the direction it's going. And they don't believe in you having choices. I mean, they're showing that with this vaccine. You don't have a choice.
No, you don't.
And if you do have a choice and you choose wrong, you're going to be punished. And it's crazy. It's just crazy. And I've been telling my listeners in the last few weeks, you really, really got to start taking care of yourself. Government's never going to take care of you. They're going to take advantage of you. They're going to take your money from you, but they're not ever going to take care of you. That's not their plan. They're going to control you.
Absolutely. And I'm shocked. And yet I understand. I mean, we all knew this was going to happen and probably the degree in which it was going to go. But the amount of people that are just rolling over, laying down and rolling over is just unbelievable. And the ones I have the most problem with are the politicians.
Oh, yeah.
They're so tight-lipped. I mean, how many have actually even come out and said anything against it? Even your President Trump said has turned. And he made millions of dollars off of Pfizer. $1 million Pfizer gave to his campaign. So there's always these connections. It hasn't changed. It's not going to change. Money talks. I am going to physical therapy. That's why it is for my lower back. And he was telling me that when he got the franchise of this thing, that the person was he became a, you know, 100 millionaire, you know, built just a multimillionaire businessman. And he gave an example of a pyramid. And, you know, it was basically to describe the left from the right and, you know, what they do and so forth. But he said, and he says, most of the people that get affected by anything are always on the bottom of the pyramid. He says, but when I, and he says, the prime example, he says, if he lived in Florida, Florida was going to build a bridge between A Street and B Street, and he didn't want it, all he had to do was donate to their campaigns. He said, I give him $1 million or something, and guess what? The bridge was never built between A and B.
That's why I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. That's all they do.
That's all they do. From the federal to the state to your locals, that's what they do.
You know, I've got, this just came in. Somebody actually sent it to me just before I went on the air, that two FDA officials have resigned over Biden's behavior, mainly because they think he was going, making decisions without the FDA. It's Dr. Marion Gruber, director of the FDA's Office of Vaccines Research and Review, and her deputy, Dr. Philip Kraus. They plan to leave the FDA within the next 3 months. The FDA announced these resignations yesterday. I didn't hear it until just today. One former senior FDA leader told Politico that Gruber and Kraus were leaving because they felt the Center for Disease Control and Prevention had been making vaccine decisions that should have been left up to the FDA. I don't know that they'd have made a different decision, but they wanted to be the ones that said it. I don't know.
Well, from what I understand, it was on. They were resigning because of the boosters that
FDA had to do with the boosters.
Federal government did.
Yeah, it had to do with the boosters.
And there's over 1 million people already that's gotten the booster. I mean, people are that fearful.
Yeah, I did some. I'm writing an article, and I was doing some research on deaths, and all over deaths. And I started back in 2017, 2018, and on up. And, of course, the research, when I go to these certain sites to look at it, it's all configured a certain way, and you can kind of follow it the next year until 2020. Then it's all laid out differently. And all of a sudden, these other deaths didn't matter. It's only the COVID deaths. But each year, Melody, deaths increased. Each year, even before COVID, deaths increased in America. So what does that say? I understand we've probably had increased population as well, but what does that say for our health care, our medical facility, our medical caretakers, caregivers? What does that say for the pharmaceutical business that
all they can do is poison you?
What does it say for that? What's that?
We know our lifespan is decreasing. So
78.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But my mother-in-law, she's going to be 97 here in another week and a half. She's had a few rough weeks here where she's got some congestive heart, but she's getting stronger. She's doing better. And, you know, it's great to have them. She's still got clarity, and she's still doing really well. We're headed into a break. We're going to open the phone lines. What do you think about all this that's going on? 877-895-5410. I want to know in the last couple of weeks what's happened with gold and silver as well, Melody. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books.
Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, is the keynote speaker for Vitae Foundation's Kansas City Pro-Life event. Holtis had the honor of announcing the last two Super Bowls and is the longest tenured and most decorated play-by-play voice in franchise history. In 2020, Mitch was named the Missouri Sportscaster of the Year, his eighth time receiving this prestigious award. His work has been featured on both ESPN and Fox Sports, and he has won three Emmys from the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. Today, Mitch uses his voice to defend life and inspire others to do the same. Holtis supports Vitae's pro-woman approach, which effectively reaches women facing unplanned pregnancies with life-saving resources. See Mitch Holtis at 7 p.m. on Friday, September 24th, at the Sheraton Overland Park Hotel in Overland Park, Kansas, at Vitae Foundation's annual Kansas City Pro-Life event. That's Mitch Holtis on September 24th in Overland Park, Kansas. Register today at adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So, Melody, I know that what happens around the world affects the gold and the silver and markets in general. What has been taking place, excuse me, here in the last couple of weeks with all the horrific stuff we've seen taking place? Has there been any?
Are you there? The finances?
Yeah. Well, in general, I haven't been watching the markets too much. I know they've been fluctuating some, but I was kind of amazed one evening they said they went up, and I'm going, what?
Well, I mean, you know, with the algorithms and everything in these markets, you know, they've stripped any type of common sense. You know, they often say emotion. But I also say common sense when it comes to these markets, so you don't have these quick moves on, you know, a bad headline or something like that. But I think, and so I think people think that the markets will forever continue to rise, but everybody has already forgotten what happened last March in 2020. March of 2020, when the markets were dropping 3,000, 1,000, 15,000, 2,000 points a day. And so we all have short, well, everybody seems to have short memories.
Oh, yeah.
And so now they're back and markets are all hitting records. And I go back, I've said this multiple of times, you go to Venezuela. Their stock market was hitting record highs. But yet, people were eating in the streets. They were starving. And that's just a prime example, I believe, what we see here in the United States. Yes, we probably don't have that many people starving as yet. But we certainly see our standard of living declining with inflation. And but yet you see the stock markets rise. So I think it's inflationary. Plus you have, let's stop government stimulus. Let's stop all these credits, the child credits, these credits, because that's what's keeping up the economy. And I guess you could say that's a good thing that the economy is still going. I'm not taking that away. These are the programs that have to be done to keep everything going. That's fine. However, we're at a time when, you know, you have to understand what that outcome is, what that outcome will be for them to continue to do it. You know, everybody talks about the Fed scaling back. Well, how about our federal government scaling back?
Amen.
You know?
When are they going to take a cut?
When are they going to, yeah. So it's just bizarre. And I've said for, I learned real quick 26 years ago, they have incredible power and the ability to create not just money out of thin air, programs out of thin air, in order to keep these systems going. I mean, they can do anything. But there is a day when they can't control things. And we don't know when that is. But every day we lose against inflation, period. Your money buys less every single day.
Oh, my goodness. It's just getting unreal.
And it's getting unreal. We read it all the time. Food prices, 15% higher here in the next couple of months.
The UK was saying they may not have Christmas because they have a food shortage.
Well, I don't know. Kamala said that we should be out buying our Christmas things now, you know.
She's also putting flowers on monuments celebrating Vietnam victory when they shot planes down, U.S. planes. We're in a bad way. We really are in a bad way.
We really are. And people applaud that, just like people are applauding, you know, the pullout of Afghanistan. Yeah, I think everybody wanted it, you know, our soldiers.
We wanted out,
so
but
forth.
We didn't want what's happening. We've got
we
children
did not want
stuck
what's
back
happening.
There.
But yet there's people who, people wanted to stay there. They knew what they were getting into. And
do
I
you
even
believe
agree
they
with
wanted
them
to
some
stay?
Extent.
I don't think they wanted to stay. There may have been a handful, I don't think these that were vacationing over there wanted to stay.
No.
And now they're stuck.
Now they're stuck.
Children.
Nobody talks about them. Few do.
No.
Biden certainly didn't talk about
them.
Right?
I'm not answering any Afghan questions.
I know.
It's just like, what kind of a leader do we have? And he's sitting there looking at his watch every time another casket comes out.
If he spoke about Afghanistan, there shouldn't be questions. You know, if you give a speech and you provide everything in there that people need to know, there shouldn't be a lot of questions.
Well,
but obviously he didn't do that.
I don't know who writes his speeches, but he's always, his entire career, he has always bluffed and faked his way through.
He really has.
And, you know, he can't do it as President of the United States. People are seeing it. So when we have a Gold Star family that's meeting with him, and all he can do is talk about his son that died of cancer and ignores the fact that their sons just were blown up in Afghanistan. And he can't fake his way through that. Nobody wants to hear, what's the guy, Popcorn? Nobody wants to hear about Popcorn, his buddy he was in fighting with.
Corn Pop.
Oh,
corn
sorry. Pop. I like Popcorn, but Corn Pop.
They say what?
Nobody wants to hear about Corn Pop.
It is just truly amazing, and it's mean, and the one story that came out where he was, they were stranded, where it was him, Kerry, and I don't know who the other politician was, stranded on some mountain, and the interpreter was able to get them out in a dangerous situation. And he's stuck.
Yeah.
They didn't even get him out.
No.
And he saved their lives.
Yeah.
And when they brought him up to question, Psaki said, it was just snow. You know? They saved him from the snow. No, this was snow in Afghanistan. A whole different picture than snow in, you know, the Northern Rockies or something. I don't know. It's just bizarre. And
she's,
it's sad.
She is a joke. She is a joke. And it isn't funny. She's a joke that's not very funny. And,
no.
You know, we have got to, but looking at all this and listening to all the lies and all the rhetoric, they just want to preach to us and give us nice little speeches. But America's got to start realizing the only ones going to rescue America is America.
Yeah.
The only ones that are going to take care of you are you. And that's why I've been telling my listeners they've got to start getting free. I'm not doom and gloom. We're going into winter anyway. It's no big deal to buy a couple extra this and extra that, put it in the freezer, put it on the shelf. But we've got to start taking care of ourselves because they are not going to. They don't care about the American people.
No, they really don't. The only thing they care about is their ratings and how much money they can get. That's all they care about. Most of your politicians spend, what, two-thirds of their time in D.C. dialing. And it's just disgusting. It truly is disgusting.
It is.
They're shameless.
They get richer and we get poor.
And we get poor.
And we're just, you know, just hollering, what's going on, what's going on? Well, we're going to have to start getting a grip and start taking this country back. But we've got to start taking care of self. We cannot rely on anyone else. And I hear the music.
I do.
I want to know, you know, I've been telling them what to do at the grocery store and maybe a few other items that we have to have, you know, those little paper goods that come in pretty handy sometimes. But what about our purchasing power? What about that? I pray nothing happens, but I am in great fear for the next few weeks as to what might happen here on our land because we've brought the enemy to us. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, Melody, and Beth Ann will be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Hear ye, hear ye. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged. And it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
My company sells an incredible nutritional product called Immuno 150. It contains 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. It was formulated to improve immune systems. My name is Elmer Heinrich. My wife and I have used Immuno 150 for 20 years. She is 78 years old, in perfect health, and as active and vibrant as she was 30 years ago. We don't take any drugs. We are never sick. I am 87 years old, have not had a cold in 20 years, with blood pressure at 116 over 66, blood oxygen level at 100%, blood sugar at 90, PSA at 0.00, and I can do anything I did 25 years ago. I urge you to try Immuno 150 if you want to improve your immune system. For more information, visit the website immuno150.com or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We were having a little trouble with our phone. That's why we weren't getting callers. We were having a little phone system, but we got it fixed. We had to reboot it. So we have Tim from Iowa with a question for you, Melody. Tim, how are you doing?
Oh, great. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Hi, Tim. Great. Thank you.
Hey, did you notice, Melody, that... Well, I was talking to the local Dollar General manager, and they were telling me that shipping costs have doubled, so that's part of the problem. They're not doing as much. You're not seeing as much product on the shelves. They're cutting back their orders to make up for shipping. But I noticed something with these health care policies. The health care industry isn't even giving all their employees good insurance. If you're a doctor or administration or a nurse, you usually have pretty good coverage. But everybody below them, they pretty much have an insurance policy that's $7,000 deductible before their copay kicks in. It's very difficult for them with an office call of $180. And it just seems like institutions that we're pretty solvent. It seems like that were pretty solvent before are facing a lot of difficulties. Is that what you're seeing too?
Well, sure. I mean, these companies that provide health insurance, just like anything else, they're not going to provide the best. The cost is so, you know, exorbitant that it's not like it used to be. And then when you have, you know, people always have a choice to go to, you know, the Affordable Care Act, you know, they can go to that. So it's everything is rising. Costs of everything is rising. But healthcare has always been expensive. And that whole system needs to be revamped, but it's not going to. You know, I was reading an article yesterday about these healthcare companies through COVID and everything. They're not losing any money.
No.
You know, if they had any problems, they got bailed out. Same way with the insurance companies. They always get bailed out. So
Everybody gets bailed out except for the American
people. There's no incentive to fix anything.
Yeah, here in Iowa, we have a thing called Certificate of Need. It's very hard to just get a clinic opened up that's going to be in a competition with somebody else and lower the cost. I don't know how many other states do this, but they have that here. You have to prove that there's a need for your services. What kind of freedom and free enterprise is that?
Yeah, and then you have these politicians running around out there saying that healthcare is a right. You know, it's maybe you should start talking to these insurance companies in these states because it's difficult to get in to see anybody anymore. If you don't have a regular doctor and so forth, I mean, the wait time is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So
now here in Iowa, a lot of your Medicaid is funded. Public health is funded through Medicaid. Every time I see one of these ads on the TV or something like that, I just cringe because I figure that's public health money that's going away from Medicaid patients for advertising.
Yeah.
It's just terrible.
I mean, why does it have to be advertised? Well, for the newcomers to this country.
Yeah.
That's why. So you have to educate them about our health system. So they
aren't they giving them a pamphlet? Aren't they giving them a pamphlet when they cross the border?
I can remember when we lived in Sedalia, Missouri, Beth. And that's where they have the state fair in Sedalia, Missouri.
Yes.
So they always have this really big, headline billboard, for their entertainment and so forth. Well, off season when the fair's not going on, I can remember signs up there saying that if you need help to fill out your paperwork because there was a large chicken processing company there.
I think it's Tyson.
Tyson is
up there, yeah.
I'm sure it is.
We have Cargill here. They have Tyson there.
Mm-hmm. And there was classes. They actually would advertise in Mexico to bring the workers up, and then they would hold classes on helping them fill out the forms so they'd qualify for all the programs.
Well, I had a daughter-in-law that
was... And it was in the billboard. It was up on the billboard.
I have a daughter-in-law that was CPA in the tax business, and she was telling some pretty unbelievable stories that went on there with the fraud with the Social Security numbers and that kind of thing. Tim, I'm going to thank you for your call. Appreciate it so much.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
You know, we got to get back to the basics. And D.C.'s crazy. Our state legislators, many of them are crazy. They're all greedy. And they're doing what careers do. They're doing whatever betters their career and increases their wealth. What about the American people? What about
all they do is provide lip service to us to make us think that they're really working for us.
Stop humoring me and just do your job.
I don't want to see you on TV.
Just stop it. I don't even want you to work. Why don't you just go home? Just go home. Yeah. Maybe we should take their phone privileges away.
But this truly is, it's really in our face anymore. They don't hide anything anymore.
Oh, no.
They don't care to hide anything. And so few are still on board with, the division of this nation. And it really is amazing. This thing with Afghanistan, it should have brought this nation together.
Yeah.
And instead it just did the opposite.
Well,
and things just continue to divide.
If we start seeing the horror I fear we're going to see, I don't care.
They're talking about there was 7,000 or something like that of people that came over with the Afghanistan, whatever their proper Afghanistanis.
Right. Well, and what about where?
Without any, they had no paperwork.
They can't vet them. They don't even know their birthday.
They have nothing. There's absolutely no way to vet these people. And they're given, things to go out and survive in these communities.
And you know what? They're going to go learn how to drive a plane, fly a plane. Just telling
you,
America, it's rough.
It's just incredible. In addition to what's coming across the border, open borders, and this might sound awful. Yes, these people did help the United States.
But we can't take...
But were we going to evacuate the whole country?
I don't believe 70,000 of them did. I don't believe 50,000 of them did, and that's what they're bringing over here.
I don't either.
And leaving Americans behind. Americans should still have been first.
I know.
We're running out of time, and I wanted to throw one more thing out because it's on my mind. Where is PETA and the ESPCA and the HSUS, ASPCA, yeah, with those dogs that are in crates there at the airports in Afghanistan? Where are they? Melly, we're out of time. I hear the music.
What?
We're out of time. I hear the music.
Just for the break?
No.
Hour has gone by?
Yes.
1-800-375-4188.
Give her a call.
It was a great hour.
She has the gold. She has the silver. She has. Give her a call, folks. She has what it takes to bring America home. God bless you, Melody. Thank you so much for being with me today. We had a fun show, if nothing else. 1-800-375-4188. Support Melody. Go to her website, dgscoins.com. She does a show there at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Let's all work together because it's up to us, America, to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.